When graduation season rolled around last spring, Mark Sargent, former president of the undergraduate student government at UConn, walked with his class, celebrated, and moved back to his hometown in New York. He didn't expect to be back in just 6 short months representing the Mansfield community once again. Yet that's exactly what he'll do come November, once elected to the Mansfield Town Council. Sargent is a shoo-in. The Mansfield Town Council, a 9-member body, reserves 3 seats for the minority party, 6 for the majority. Sargent is one of 3 Republican candidates running for the 3 seats set aside for his party, which has been the minority for over a decade. It's unusual for the candidates to be so assured in their victories. The Mansfield Republican Town Committee usually runs 6 candidates alongside the 6 Democratic candidates, inducing more competition for the 9 spots. But this year, 9 candidates are running for 9 seats, a surefire strategy for a win. The RTC, hard hit by limited candidates, will take the time between elections to rebuild, said Sargent.
I think, we got to start small with the 3 members that we have right now.
That was Sargent, 22-year-old Republican candidate, who's running alongside well-seasoned incumbents Virginia Raymond and Stephen Kegler.
I have a lot to learn from them. I know there's a huge learning curve, and I'm not going to go in here saying, I'm going to change this, this, and that, because that's not how politics works. You have to understand the kind of the ropes and learn from other people who have done it before and also learn from the Democrats. This is at a local level. This isn't, the evil Democrats on the other side of the aisle. This is your neighbor.
By the time chairman to the Republican Town Committee, Tony Lent, approached him to run, all it took was a yes.
And I felt that he would be very qualified, along with Virginia Raymond and Steve Kegler, to continue the momentum in just going, and all we're after is accountability and good governance.
That was Lent. Sargent and the chairman go back to 2012, when the two worked together on a campaign. He calls Lent his, quote, mentor within the town. Sargent, who is currently working on another campaign for a different candidate, First Selectman Tim Herbst of Trumbull, quickly accepted the offer.
So I want to say this was back in June or July. He had approached me and said that there's an opportunity to be on the town council. And I kind of, again, just jumped on it and said, sure, I'd be more than willing to serve. And I didn't really look back from there.
Sargent has never held public office before, though he is well known at UConn for his inclination to lead. North Campus Senator, President of Pi Kappa Alpha Fraternity, Student Representative on the University Town Relations Committee, and, most notably, President of USG. Yet come November, Sargent will add a notch to his resume and enter Connecticut politics afresh as the youngest serving town council member for the town of Mansfield. Democratic Councilman Peter Kochenberger, a returning member in his 3rd term, doesn't find it unusual that Sargent's entry point to the political scene is lacking strong competition.
Sure, we'll have someone who's brand new to Mansfield politics, who will by definition get in. I mean, I can see why that would bother some people. Is it ideal? Probably not. No, but it can work fine.
The goal, Kochenberger said, is the same whether the voters have a true choice in this election or not.
I mean, frankly, what you want on any elected body is you want people who have the energy and the time, the commitment to do it, because it's more time than people think. None of us get paid. And we'll bring in some good ideas and we'll listen fairly. What I've heard about Mark is that he will be able to do that, and I welcome that.
I'm Cheyenne Hazlett, WHUS News